This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
We'll get started right now with this.
Dave and Chuck the Freak's Pervert of the Day.
A Disney World Hollywood Studios Star Wars employee is our pervert of the day. He's been charged with video voyeurism after admitting to having more than 50 upskirt videos that he's taken over the course of years while working in Star Wars Land.
How many years has it been open?
I don't know. I guess
three,
a couple.
Maybe three.
Well, there's a different. There's the original.
Like, there's a section of Star Wars. You think he was even in that one?
That's probably what they're talking about, right?
I don't know. 26-year-old Jorge Diaz-Vega.
Oh, no. 26. So the
okay,
new
it's
one.
The new
it's
one.
The new one. He just got a lot.
He was questioned by Orange County police after someone saw him filming a woman without her consent. He admitted to recording an upskirt video of the woman and admitted to having hundreds of such recordings of women that he's taken at Disney over the past few years. He currently works in the Star Wars retail store in Star Wars Land.
Oh, God.
It's been busy.
Yeah. It's a busy place.
Tape upskirts when people were asking them to build lightsabers and stuff.
I knew it. He probably runs the lightsaber construction zone.
So they're so busy building and doing something that he gets a chance to
get up in there. What?
But there are people everywhere. Like, I'm surprised he didn't get caught earlier.
With 500?
Yeah, like, I'm surprised he didn't get caught.
How did they not catch him before?
I don't know.
Now?
There maybe
the force
is like
strong with this one. Yeah.
I haven't been there, so I don't know what the setup is. Maybe it's like around a corner or something, like kind of hidden away or in another room.
But there's always a million people in Disney World. I don't understand.
I know.
Security and cameras and...
Whoops, plus, you dropped your lightsaber crystal. Let me get down there and get it for you.
It's got to be one of the horniest zones as well in all of Disney. So
Star Wars Land?
Yes.
Oh, like that's
all
like,
those dudes that desire to be touched by a woman.
Sexual dudes.
Yes. It's like, to me...
26-year-old.
Exactly.
Never been touched by a lady?
No. Like, I don't know if they have, I'm assuming they don't have, like, the Slave Leia costume.
Well, if they did, I'd be living down
walking
there.
Around?
Walking around, you know? Like, they have the princesses, and if they have a half top on, then that's fine, I think. So I don't know, but if they, like, you'd have to really have nerd security around.
If you brought out a Slave Leia lookalike, oh my God, there'd be jism everywhere.
It's gotta be that lightsaber setup. It is.
Slave Leia.
You hear it?
Yeah, I heard it. It's like,
just thinking about her.
That's why they can't do it. They may have done a test and they realize, oh, we can't do this.
No.
She's so hot.
They reviewed the videos. They found that they showed multiple females who all appeared to be unaware they were being filmed.
Nope.
A spokesperson confirmed that he is no longer working for Walt Disney World.
Yeah, I figured they might let him go after that.
They say the investigation continues. No mugshot released of him yet.
Hmm.
First, when he said this, I thought he was going to be one of the character actors.
That's what I thought he was going to have something to do with.
It'd be real hard to get an upskirt in a costume. I gotta tell you.
Well, with the hands.
As a former character, I can't hardly see out of those things. Never mind have a phone in your hand to get an upskirt.
Yeah. I just got upskirted by a stormtrooper.
I'm going to see if they have any pictures of the lightsaber.
Like the building? Building of it?
Yeah.
Lightsaber construction zone.
Let's see, just lightsaber store.
Yeah, there you
it's
go.
It's called Savvy's Workshop.
It's not Savvy, is it?
They have pictures of the inside of it, though. Oh, look.
Oh,
there
so
it
it's like
there.
You're standing around a table. But see, there isn't a ton of room for other people to be. Like, you're probably only in there if you're building a lightsaber. Man, it's just so... It looks so cool there, and I just will never go.
It does look so cool. Look I know so cool. I'll never go either.
I'll just never go.
I'll
it
go.
Looks so cool.
I'll go in your guys' honor.
Yeah.
So it is fairly dark in there, too, so because of the lightsabers, right?
You think the flash might give it away, though?
Well, would you need a flash?
They probably only turn the lights off for a minute while they can all hold up their sabers and look like... giant losers.
All right, everybody, now it's time for the loser salute.
Yeah.
Raise those lightsabers up high.
Because that's what it is. Unfortunately, I mean, I am a huge Star Wars fan,
no,
but I can understand, you know, that when you are standing around a table all with lightsabers and lift them up in some kind of ceremonial salute, yep, you are just losers.
After the ceremonial salute to virginity.
Yeah.
Now we will forever
all
hold on to ours.
All virgins, raise your lightsabers.
Everyone raised them.
And we all promise never to lose our virginity.
Yeah.
Bunch of dorks.
Exactly. Dorks. You know? There's nothing we can do. We just built our own lightsaber.
So
yeah, we're dorks.
Dim the lights after people build them so they can all light them up. I wonder where.
I mean, it looks so cool.
I guess so. Like, if he's a dude standing here, people are all obsessed with their lightsabers. They're not paying attention, right?
You think that guy in the background's him?
Yeah.
I think he's capturing the
moment.
Is
your construction complete?
Well, judging by that photo, at least we know he's got upskirts of some really hot chicks.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I mean, there are good-looking women that go to theme parks.
Hopefully there's some hot moms taking their kids to get lightsabers built.
I mean, that's the only thing you can hope for.
But he said, he told the officers, I mean, he just said everything, right? He had 500 pictures. He'd been doing it for years.
Yep.
He claimed that he committed the crimes because it was hard to find pictures online that brought him sexual gratification these ones did.
Yeah, like he needs, that's his thing. He needs to be the one to take it. It's real unfortunate.
He wants, Mike, I saw that woman in person. And
the taboo nature of I did that.
Plus, he knows for sure it was taken without her knowing.
Yeah.
With the other pictures you find on the internet, it could just be a model who's like, yeah, sure, take some fake upskirting photos.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm into that sort of.
Someone said, that is exceptionally cool, the Savvy's workshop. My wife convinced me to do it, and I'm glad I did.
Was it a ceremonial dorky?
The dork salute. Yeah, there is. There always is.
The three dork salute.
Yeah.
He wasn't allowed to take part, though. He has a wife, so he's been touched by a woman.
Oh, that's true.
He got kicked out.
Yeah, he couldn't light his saber at the time.
He escorted him right out of that.
Someone taped the whole experience.
Oh,
look,
wow.
They give you a little speech.
There he is right there.
To me.
Lisa!
I can't think of anything.
Lisa, you're going to hell and it's in Star Wars
land! I'm not putting this crystal inside. This is the dumbest.
Thank God I didn't marry someone into this.
Oh,
Lisa,
yeah,
what color is your lightsaber going to be? Are you going for pink? I think I'm going to go for green.
Like Luke Skywalker.
Oh, look at.
Put your crystal inside!
They're
taking it serious.
Surprisingly, more women here than I would imagine.
Yeah, but everyone is pushing 30 to 40 pounds overweight.
Yeah.
Like, all of them.
Everyone,
I would be
the
same one.
Yeah. The whole room.
The whole room.
Yeah.
There's no one here. Like, there's not a lot of in-shape Jedis running around these days.
No.
Savvy, I need help with my lightsaber. Can you give me a hand, Savvy?
Like, one of the best Jedi sword people right now that's on, like, TikTok is just a real big fat guy.
Do we hear if they go crazy when they...
You got the sound down.
Master Yoda, the Force must be strong.
Here we go.
And now, builders, it is time to build the bond between builder and saber.
Yeah, here's, this is the door.
Now, just as we started,
you're ruining it for all of us. Look at the people in sandals.
Please take a step forward.
Morons.
Put your hands on your hilts and activate your lightsabers. But we will all do this together. Are you ready, builders?
Ready.
Take that step forward.
Yes, we are.
Place your hands on your hilts. And activate.
Oh, shit.
I think my lightsaber and my pants activated. Oh, we can do that in here?
I'm doing it.
I'm doing it.
If I don't get a black saber, I'm not even. Oh, don't touch
me. Look at that lady. Look at that lady.
Which one? Which? Oh, no.
She's
incredible.
Your lightsaber is.
I made Yoda proud.
Oh my god, Yoda talks to you?
Sorry, Andy. Andy's got to go now.
That is cool. Oh, you knew. Listen, if you didn't think there was going to be a dork ceremony like that, I would have bet my whole life savings on a dork ceremony.
Someone said if he was taking upskirt photos at Disney, he just got thighs.
Yeah, I mean, look at, did you see the lady to the right? I don't know. Yeah. Oh, she was wearing shorts or something.
No, but did you see the lady who pulled the saber out?
Yeah. Gut. Did you see
that's
that?
That's
what
I
was saying. Oh, look at that.
She was like, looky.
I've been violated. Shut my knees.
She was opening her legs. What are you talking about?
And you know what? She could open them, and I still wouldn't see anything.
She'd have to have 1 foot in one part of Star Wars land and 1 foot in another for you to see up her skirt.
My God.
Get a good look. Yeah.
There was you want a piece of this?
You have to be, you have to realize who you're dealing with, though, too.
Touch my guys, you must.
It's guys like, they've never seen the inner thigh of a woman. Oh, my gosh, the thigh.
Oh, yeah, that's a big old, that's a big.
That's what I'm saying.
It's so dark in there, that's why.
Raise your lightsaber.
Son of a bitch.
Jedi training is complete. I have built my own lightsaber.
Change the galaxy. Remember, it only takes a spark.
You took an upskirt photo.
So they're
like
actors slash store workers, right?
Yes, all the time.
They're playing roles.
Yeah.
They're in character.
It's a whole thing, yeah.
It really is.
So I don't know if when you're helping someone build, maybe if he got around.
My guess is this dude's in the room right now.
In this
room? There's a real good chance that the guy who did it is in that room.
Whenever this was taken,
is that the guy right there?
It's hard for him. Probably it's a guy who walks around and helps you build.
Yeah.
And like while he's helping, he's...
What a wild place to get upskirts.
Why don't you just go to a mall escalator like the rest of us?
Oh my God!
That's where we go.
It is a wild place. Like we said, the worst place to take upskirts, but generally that's where they're taking them. Like a Walmart to me is one of the worst places to take upskirts.
Yeah. No, like you should be going to like a high level
or you should not be doing it.
High level mall escalator with like a great like a high end fashion store up above
it.
And I feel like if you did, there'd be just a if there is that place. There will be probably 12 guys that are just mysteriously hanging out on the couches.
By the way,
there.
I guess this costs like hundreds of dollars too.
Of course, it does.
Well,
it's Disney. Everything's
you get
expensive.
The lightsaber. I'm assuming.
Yeah, you get to take that home,
but
right?
Still, it's like $40.
No,
max?
Like one of those lightsabers costs like $300.
Stop it.
No, they
well,
do.
Well, I mean, they had price tags on one of the videos Dave had up, and like one was like $139.99, and it went up from there.
Yeah,
there's a fat guy that chose the red. Which means he's like, I'm Sith.
Yeah.
That's right. There's no power against me.
Sith because I'm evil.
How much is it?
Well, it starts at
There was a...
The lightsaber itself is $140.
No, but like the whole experience. You get to build yourself a light stick and take it home.
It's a lightsaber.
Light stick.
So
lightsaber.
These are just to buy the sabers. It's...
What is what I missed?
He got really offended. The light stick.
Oh.
Not a light stick.
I missed it.
The saber. Shoot. You can't defend the galaxy with a stick, Lisa.
It's a lightsaber. It's a lightsaber. It's not a light stick.
It's a saber of light. Even I stopped what I was doing and stared daggers in your direction.
How much do these light sticks cost?
Damn it, it's a saber.
So you can see.
Yeah,
like a sword.
Ooh.
It's like a lightsaber. It's
a, not a
what,
stick.
Okay, but what do you do with it when you go home?
There's nothing else we do. I can't even say anything back to her that would like affect her in the same way.
No.
Like, what am I going to say? Like, that's not a purse. It's a.
I just want to keep quoting Star Wars.
No,
I just
don't
be
care.
Like, it's not as clumsy as a blaster.
Your shoes are knockoffs, Lisa.
I don't care, James.
It's a more classic weapon.
It doesn't matter to me.
From an older, ancient
Lisa
time.
Wears designer imposters.
But what happens when
like,
you get
no,
home?
I don't.
What do you do with it?
You show it to all your friends?
What do you like to
like, bring it in here, right?
Yeah, I would raise it to the sky every once in a while by myself.
If you
I have a Boba Fett helmet. I put that thing on sometimes. I just sit there. Listen.
You sit there?
Yeah. The question would be whether or not I would just wear it in here every once in a while.
You should. Yeah.
Your lightsaber?
Mm-hmm.
Wear it?
Yeah.
Like on, your belt.
On your belt?
Yeah. How do you wear it?
How do you think you carry it around in battle?
You put it in a holster.
Yeah. It has like a hook. Yeah. It has like a hook, I think.
Yeah.
Someone said family and I were at Disney 2 weeks ago. That whole experience starts at $250.
Starts.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Listen,
though.
Listen, those lightsabers cost $2,000 just to go there.
Yeah, it's so expensive.
Right, right.
And stay there.
And I'm sure it's you have to make reservation stuff even to make a lightsaber. Right?
Those lightsabers are quality.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I heard that Star Wars Hotel is tanking, and they're now discounted.
They have to discount it. Yeah.
It's like, $5,000 for 2 days or something?
Yeah. It was.
Insanity.
Now's my time to book.
I still think it's a little crazy. Feel Someone like said, you need to let it fail a bit longer.
Half the nerds listening just got into a car crash over Lisa's words.
Oh, no. And half the other people understood.
Yeah, what are you doing with the light stick? Need to do with it.
I just had to say it's a saber.
I got corrected immediately.
It's a saber.
He loved Lisa's joke, by the way, because he loves to piss off the Jedis.
Yeah, you're right. He's definitely on Lisa's side, for sure. But anyway, so look out for perverts everywhere, even in Star Wars.
Yeah, you have to watch out for those cameras.
And honestly, though, I would have thought that the perv patrol would have been on high alert at Star Wars Land. Like, the two places I feel like pervs would be hanging out, Star Wars Land, and then wherever that Harry Potter land is. That there has to
be... Harry Potter? Oh.
Yeah, there has to be, like, a perv patrol.
Mm. Hello, you're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. What's your comment?
I'm calling about the lightsabers.
Yes.
Yes, light sticks.
Light sticks, go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, I'm actually the one that texted in saying my wife had me do it. Building them in the actual souvenir shop is crazy expensive, so it's actually cheaper to go do the experience and, like, 10 times worth it. But, like, it is dark in there, and I can easily see how some real creepy dude could be doing upskirts in there.
But would you see anything in the dark, though? Even if you can easily get under someone's skirt and take a picture without someone seeing you, what would you capture on your camera?
I honestly don't know, because, like, it is dark enough, because they want you to see the sabers as they're lighting up, right?
Now, I will...
So, it's weird.
I will say this, though, like... I'm assuming Samsung phones are the same. The new iPhone, even if it's in dark light...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It will improves... Capture. It captures it and, like, auto-brightens
things. That's
thing.
What happened.
And that's... I'm sure that's what he's doing. You know, that he just...
How do you know?
Well, I just take pictures upskirts of chicks all the time.
Dark.
In the dark.
Dark upskirts.
Hello.
All right, for sure.
Check his phone.
Check his phone.
You don't want to see what I got, please.
I know I don't. I really don't.
Those aren't light sticks you're looking at.
No. They're sabers.
More like flesh sticks.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a flesh saber.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This is when you probably should just mind your business, right?
Okay.
If you see someone park in a handicap spot that's not handicap, I know I hate that. I think it's ridiculous. I feel like karma will come back and get them eventually, but you got to mind your business.
Yeah, it's not your place.
Yeah. Happened at a, of all places, a Cub Scouts meeting in Warren, Michigan the other day. An argument about a parking spot carried over into the Scouts meeting, leading to a man being knocked unconscious.
Well, that's better than dead.
This happened in Warren. Police now searching for 26-year-old Tyrone Sledge. They say that he's been charged with assault with intent to do great bodily harm.
The argument took place in the parking lot of Ruse Elementary School prior to the Cub Scouts meeting. A man called out a woman for parking in a handicap spot when she obviously didn't need it.
Mm-hmm.
They called the argument brief and minor. But then she called her buddy, her guy, Tyrone, and said,
"Come on down.
This guy is giving me hell for parking in a handicap spot. You may want to deal with it."
Mm-hmm.
He came down and then he punched the victim in the head, knocking him unconscious. He had to be rushed to the hospital. He was initially listed in critical condition from one Tyrone punch.
You punch someone in the wrong spot and you can kill him. And
his condition has since improved.
Yeah. I mean, that's scary.
Yeah. I mean, the man's name is Tyrone Sledge.
Exactly.
Tyrone Sledge.
Is this
some surveillance footage of the room that the poor little scouts.
Look at the scouts, huh? My God.
Only not that little.
Well, I promise to do my best.
Most of them look like parents.
Must be a parent meeting? Or
a parent scout
what
meeting?
It's like maybe it's the leader explaining the things that are going to happen there.
Where does this guy come?
Why is everyone so big?
Just because.
No, like, why is
because everyone eats so much.
So big in America.
There's a lot of bad problems with the food here.
The ratio of big to in shape is 80% big.
Yeah, if it's Cub Scouts, the oldest kid is fifth grade.
Yeah, so there's no kids there. It's all just, there's one kid up there playing.
This is the guy, by the way, that confronted the woman. And this is...
Oh, is he going to just come up
Tyrone
and punch the person right in the face?
There you
he's
go.
The only one in That's shape it. There.
Wow. Yeah, so the in-shape... See, okay, so red flag should go up when the in-shape guy walks into the Cub Scout meeting.
Yeah, you didn't grab a bag of popcorn either.
No.
Or snacks, whatever those snacks are.
Can you even imagine how boring that presentation is? Look,
oh
they've got
gosh,
a projector
it looks
up.
So boring. I'd rather go to the light stick making.
Oh, my God,
thing.
Yeah.
You said the lightsabers.
You keep crushing their souls. You keep crushing.
No, I mean, she's
take
right.
me to the light stick course.
Right. Oh, one's worse than the other.
You're going to regret it when I can save your life with my light stick.
Yeah.
And I won't.
Light stick.
They say the case is a sad example of a minor argument over a handicapped parking space resulting in serious injuries. The fact that this suspect barged into a Cub Scout meeting and assaulted the victim at an event designed for children and families shows the ridiculousness of this incident.
I will say this, too. Like, you're...
And he has turned himself in.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I guess, gone are the days where you're going to, like, challenge someone to a fight. Or, like, get in their face and then get in a fight. Let him get up, have a fight. Because he just walked up without saying anything and punched this guy right in the face. Yeah. The guy had no idea it was coming. So it was, like, the biggest sucker punch in the world.
That's when you step in those situations, that's the risk you take, right?
Here's the thing, though.
Someone will either shoot you or punch you or...
To me, though, someone parks in the handicap spot, the second that I would say, hey, it doesn't appear that you need that, then they show me like their
disability
open heart surgery that they just had or something, and
you
I'm like, oh my God.
You don't
God,
know what's going on with
just
someone.
Don't know.
Ever say anything.
You don't know.
It's rough when a nice evening drive with your favorite cooking spices gets interrupted by a cop. The other day, police in Florida pulled over a 34-year-old guy named Daniel Barrera for driving with a revoked license. They looked inside his car. They saw a large clear bag that was filled with a powder.
Mm.
Daniel said, oh, that's just my chili powder that my mom sent me from Guatemala.
Oh, why is it white? Mm.
Cops tested it. It was actually positive for heroin.
Oh wow.
29.7 grams of it. It's unclear what color it was, but that could have been a tip-off. Heroin is usually white, brown, or gray.
Mm.
Chili powder usually bright red.
Yeah.
Daniel was charged with driving with a revoked license, narcotics trafficking, and this could trigger a probation violation because he has a previous DUI conviction. His mugshot's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
How bold are you when you just have your heroin just sitting on the seat?
In a baggie.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of it, too.
Just put it there. big bag of it.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's a crazy thing to say that you were just driving around with the spice.
Yeah, just out with my bag of spice.
Yeah.
Looking for a cookout.
I mean, Amber does drive around with chili powder,
yeah,
right?
That's it.
But it's
going to
be chili powder.
We're going to go to jail one day.
This guy, oh my God, so unbelievably dumb. A 36-year-old Florida man in Lake County, Florida, Jacob Parrish, he's behind bars. He tried to rob a Wells Fargo bank.
Okay.
Except he went into a Wells Fargo advisor office by mistake.
Was not a bank.
Where there is no cash there.
It was not a bank.
It's an office, not a bank.
No.
And he didn't realize that until it was too late. He was armed with a knife. He told an employee to give him all the cash. The employee said, "Sir, this is an office. We don't keep cash here." He said, "Right."
Oh no. He tried to make it seem like he wasn't a moron.
Right.
Oh.
The employee just ran off and locked himself inside a room where he called police. And that's when they came and got this guy. Cops say he has a lengthy criminal record. He's currently being held on a $35,000 bond.
What a dumbass.
Yeah. Poor stupid man.
Well, give me some financial advice, then.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me free financial advice. I'm not leaving here with nothing. Invest long term. Don't panic when the market dips.
Yeah. It's best to just get in whenever you can.
Okay, man. You know? Is it okay?
Yeah.
Come on.
God, that's some pretty good advice we just gave people, too.
Yeah, we really did. Yeah. Lots of great free tips here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're also not financial advisors.
No, we're not.
We're not financial advisors.
So if anything happens to your funds, do not blame us.
Mm-hmm.
We will tell you that.
All right. We've been kind of giving a hit to Airbnbs over the last week or so. This is not going to help. A woman in Canada discovered a hidden camera in the Airbnb she and 14 of her friends were staying in for a 30th birthday celebration.
Yikes.
This is like a perv jackpot.
Yeah.
15 women under 30.
Oh, man.
In one place.
Fap alert. Fap alert.
Holy hell.
Must fap now.
She talks about it in a video that we put a link to up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
Oh.
Here's what she
Never
said.
Never mind the vamping.
No, she's cute.
We'll see. We'll see.
Here we go here.
Teen girls staying. We just found out we were being watched in our Airbnb. I'll make this quick. There were 15 girls staying in a house for my friend's 30th birthday. One of our friends was like, "Guys, I'm really paranoid. I feel like there's cameras in the house." And we were like, "Girl, you watch way too much TikTok. There are no cameras in this house. You're just being dramatic."
They're 30.
But she whipped out her flashlight and she went investigating. She looked in like every single shower head, all the picture frames, doorknobs, everywhere in the house for a camera. And she found one. In the bathroom, one of the outlets was faced directly to the shower. Okay, so first of all, this outlet did not work. You couldn't plug anything into it. You can see in the top here, there's nothing. Looks totally normal. And then in the bottom one, look at that little camera. Anyway, we freaked out, called the cops. I was really embarrassed personally because of the absolutely atrocious things I was doing in that bathroom at the night.
Oh, my God.
Can you but that's besides
imagine
the point.
What she was
anyway,
doing
we left the house.
There?
The cops searched the place, and they got him. It's like part of me was not convinced it was real, and then they found the cameras, which means we had been there for a night, like showering and things, and that footage sees the light of day.
What was she doing?
Anyway, does anyone know if we can sue or, like, what do we do now? Because that kind of creepy, TBH.
Got it.
So the moral of the story is always check your outlets for cameras at your Airbnb and always listen to your super paranoid friends.
I'm glad they found the camera, but I don't know how much more of her talking I could have
done. Oh, my God.
We reached our limit.
Just imagine the guy with the video of her in the bathroom. What he's thinking.
What on earth? What happened in there?
I don't know.
Diarrhea. I think
Musty?
She had diarrhea.
Like she blew it out?
Yeah, I don't think it was a sexual thing.
I don't think it was a sexual thing.
Yeah,
I think
that's what he deserved, though.
Yeah. I think she was self-pleasuring and farting.
Diarrhea.
Oh, my God.
You pervert.
I mean, you think it's going to be great. You got 15 girls under 30 in your Airbnb.
Yeah, they all went to taco night and drank too much. And it's a diarrhea fest.
Diarrhea fest is the worst name of a porn ever.
15 hot chicks with diarrhea.
Oh, God.
There's some guy out there feverishly masturbating.
There's some people
that
would love that. But the majority of us don't want to watch hot girl diarrhea fest.
No. No. Or not so hot girl diarrhea.
Man, I love diarrhea chick number 7. She was hot.
Yeah.
Diarrhea fest.
The only thing about all this, like, so this is, I know that, like, so the cops came for real, arrested them for real. It's in the news for real.
Who knows?
Was it just a tick? Because to me, you just never know.
You don't.
No, you don't know.
You know? Because, like,
I mean, there was a,
I would have kept some of the cops.
There was a pic of a camera in an outlet.
Yeah, but
there was text, but
that
I didn't.
Was...
The cops don't really text people, do they?
Yeah, I don't know. You'd have to.
I don't think so.
Investigate and look for a police report.
We just found out we were being watched.
Okay, no, sorry, I didn't mean to listen to it again. No, I'm just trying to see.
Turn off the sound.
She does show the text at some point. I just wanted to see if you can read what they say right there. Just need to move it up.
Yeah.
We got the cameras sending for analysis now.
Right.
Cops text you?
I don't know.
Maybe they were texting Airbnb?
Yeah, maybe. I just, you know, it's a great way to go viral.
Don't believe anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who knows?
Who does know? But
if she had something,
we definitely heard of cameras and Airbnbs many, many times.
Definitely
would not be the first time we've heard of it. All right, speaking of things that perverts might love, Pennsylvania. A nudist group there is throwing their first balls out bowling event.
Oh, I had written down Dave Hunter's hot tub hoedown.
That's not what's happening. No. Pennsylvania-based nudist group plans on throwing a naked bowling event, officially called Balls Out Naked Bowling. The Pittsburgh area naturist invites anyone from seasoned bowlers to those just looking to have some fun in the nude to come hang out at the Crafton Ingram Lanes from 4 to 7 p.m. on Sunday.
How long before someone stands over that air thing and does, like, the Marilyn Monroe style?
With just your bits?
Yeah, they're going to do it. They're going to do it. Did someone do that in that Kingpin movie? Wasn't there a girl when she was trying to get the Amish guy to distract him?
Like she brings in like a sheep or something?
Or no, like that. But I thought she stood over.
But she
top
tries to
of,
stand over. Yeah, but the Amish guys aren't paying attention.
They don't
the
care
air
about
blows
that.
Blows her skirt up because they don't care.
Yeah,
and she comes back in with like a goat or a sheep, and they're like, "Oh yeah,
yes."
They remind everyone: should you want to drink at nude bowling, it is BYOB, and nudity is a must. Mm. Women can wear G-strings if they so desire, though, but men cannot wear any undergarments.
Boo!
Yeah.
But can I rock my G-string?
You can rent shoes from the alley. So all you'd be wearing
is it
bowling
worse
shoes?
Okay, question. We all know that getting the bowling shoes that have been previously worn is disgusting anyway, but would you feel worse about getting bowling shoes after the naked?
Yeah, because I don't even assume they're wearing socks.
No, they're probably not.
Oh, God.
They're probably not.
I hope so.
I'd be more scared
for their own safety.
Yeah, I'd be more scared to put my feet in the shoes with no socks.
Yeah.
I had my dong out in the bowling alley.
You really have to watch where those balls come back up that ramp and smash into each other while you got your bits dangling out.
You don't stand too close?
Nope. Pulverized.
Mm. Balls out bowling. I think it's gross to wear bowling shoes with socks on, so I can't imagine you'd wear them without socks. They say that sexual activity is not condoned. That would make people uncomfortable.
Sure it would.
So me just self-pleasuring while I'm waiting for my turn to bowl.
Can't do that.
No one's going to be uncomfortable with that, though, right?
I'm not.
Have you seen the average bowler body?
Yeah.
Do you want to see that nude?
But this is like
what I desire.
Nudist bowlers.
I hope no one like pushes the ball down, like bends the over.
Body shot.
Between the legs.
How did your brain even go there?
I was just thinking of all the bowling. smelling things that go on. That's one of them.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Chuck! Throw it like a
it's
man!
All I, it's the only way
no,
I
Chuck,
can do it.
Like
it's the only way I can do it.
Oh, my God.
It's
it goes
terrible.
To the butthole roll.
It's terrible.
Strike every time, though.
Strike every time.
300 game.
He's undefeated with that move.
Holy
Nobody
crap.
Nobody take him down.
That
it's a double threat.
Event, right?
I throw ice cubes at it.
It's a distraction, and it's a great way to get a strike.
Yeah. Damn, huh?
Yeah.
Someone said, I'm thinking about who wants to sit on those damn benches after.
Yeah, I was thinking that, too.
Oh, God. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what you have to do post-naked bowling, but it's a lot of cleaning.
A lot of cleaning.
You got to get that spray they hit the shoes with. You got to spray your whole body.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
By the way, that's called the grandma roll. Just
the grandma
roll. Yeah, the grandma roll. Okay. And there'll be plenty of grandmas doing that roll.
Oh, my God. You'll see grandmas.
My God.
The balls.
Oh, man. What's more distracting?
The
grandma's
b-hole? Grandpa balls?
Grandpa balls.
The balls will actually be in play because I feel like the bowling ball will hit their balls.
Yep.
And then they'll release.
My God, that's terrible.
Disinfect the balls.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
Oh.
That's a new
kind of feeling sick.
He can't save anybody better than
I feel a little bit sick right now.
You don't want to think about it.
No.
Oh, my brain didn't even go there.
Ooh. Out of all the things that we talk about, that's what's making you sick.
I was just thinking about
it's the most PG thing out of anything we've discussed.
No, just wrong. Yeah.
The thought of an old man's beehole is really in that position.
Vulnerable.
I also feel like I hate to break. I feel like it's like would be a hernia test type of thing too, or like a cop checking for
like drugs.
Drugs. I think things would because of the lifting. Things might.
Jesus, we can see like dilating beeholes? Is that what you're talking about?
I feel like it'll be winking at me. That's where my brain went.
I didn't do that.
Look away, Dave. Look away. Do not look into the dilating beehole.
You're looking right inside of an old man.
You're going to get hypnotized.
Jesus, Chuck.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
They're loose as a caboose.
You're looking right inside an old man.
I feel like you would be.
You look too closely, Dave. You'll see straight into his soul.
Jesus.
The eye of Sodom.
Someone called it the night of endless goatsies.
That's what it would be.
Just hairy taints and beeholes staring back at you.
And my kind of party.
And grandma knockers dragging along the...
Oh, my God. Just
not anything you want to see.
No.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
What does heaven look like? Well, according to one person, it looks like your favorite pub. David Hansel shared his experience after he temporarily died following a bout of sepsis. Mm. Hansel was taken to the hospital. After flatlining, he was in a coma for 2 months. According to him, he remembers encountering 2 angels during the experience that took him to a bar.
A bar?
A bar.
Okay.
He said, I just remember closing my eyes because I was sick. And when I opened my eyes back up, I was in this night sky. It was the most beautiful, velvety, silky night sky. No clouds, no stars, no nothing. And there was no real beginning or end to it. He talked about the 2 spirits that guided him through his journey, saying all of a sudden, one on my left, one on my right, they just felt comfortable, like I knew them or something. They showed me that it was the most beautiful golden white light. It was so pretty. There were all these angels, everything up there going into it. He then spoke about being taken to an otherworldly bar, only they had no booze there.
Well, I'm not interested then.
Yeah, what do they got? What are they? Just beautiful colored bottles on the side, but no alcohol.
So hell.
When you stepped, you didn't feel like your foot touched the ground, like there's no gravity. It was just like floating.
You want a drink?
No.
Yeah. All we have is the bottles.
What?
I hope I don't end up at a boozeless pub.
Yeah, that's what
that is Lisa's hell.
That's hell.
Yeah, that is.
That's his hell.
Lisa, Lisa's like one gin. Or boozeless pub. What's worse?
So thirsty.
Yeah.
The bottles are all for decoration.
Yeah. Oh.
No drinking in heaven.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. I'm going to guess it was just some kind of dream before
he
slipped into death.
Sure hope so. Going to a boozeless bar with two acquaintances?
Yeah. You don't even know him really well.
You don't know him that well.
For eternity.
Just like kind of acquaintances?
Yeah.
Acquaintance angels?
I felt like I knew him.
Maybe that was just like heaven's waiting room.
Mm. I don't know.
Maybe. And he didn't make it because he woke up, right?
I'm sure it's heaven.
Somewhere. Now purgatory.
Mm-hmm. It's like the devil's warm-up.
So,
boozeless bar.
The bottles will be there, but they're empty.
Whoa, that is crazy.
I know. Just thought of it.
It's so evil.
But I'm like the devil, so... Yeah.
Surprise.
Yeah.
Sleep comes easily to this Brazilian lady, but it's making her sex life a waking nightmare. This woman says she experiences pulsating orgasms.
Me too.
While sleeping.
Oh, my God.
She says she's dreaming about women and finds that men can't compete when trying to make her climax in real life. She says, I'm constantly comparing my nocturnal orgasms and the orgasms I have with a partner. They are just so much stronger during my sleep. I have real crazy nights thanks to nocturnal orgasms. They contract and they pulsate. I really enjoy them. Now, these are not uncommon for women. 37% of all women experience at least one by the age of 45. However, the sleep phenomenon is rarely discussed, and she wants to break down the barriers. She said you'll be asleep wondering if you're lucid or dreaming, and you'll just feel deep contractions in your pelvic floor. My advice to women everywhere would be, don't be ashamed, just lie back and enjoy the ride.
I bet $10,000 that she's gross.
Well, I will let you see her. There she is.
All right. Okay.
I wouldn't say. I mean, she's completely makeup free, right? She's.
Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't say she's gross.
No, I mean, she's.
Now, she says she's only had sexual relationships with men in real life, but she finds the nocturnal orgasms only occur when she's dreaming about women. And the intensity of the orgasms always wake her up at some point.
I wonder
if she likes muff diving.
I don't know what this lady's issue is.
Despite that men can never get her to the same kind of point, she said she wouldn't change a thing about her body.
She looks disturbed.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the vibe I got.
Is that
well, listen, you have tons of feathers hanging off yourself.
I didn't even notice the feathers.
Yeah, that's the first thing I noticed.
God,
that's why I was like,
so disturbed.
I won.
You have feathers hanging from your hair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Nonstop orgasms.
She has like half a bird.
Yeah. Hanging from one ear.
Yeah.
She's got to go to the news about it.
Yeah, she did.
So.
She's talking about how.
I don't buy that women are having these either. I feel like this is just something that she thinks happens.
If there's 37% of women have them, apparently. Why don't you buy that? We've heard this before. We've heard women say they've had nocturnal orgasms.
Just like random...
Like sleepgasms.
I think it's probably pretty rare.
Yeah. I think in her mind, she's like, it happens all the time.
So guys have wet dreams... No guys ever
even those
orgasm,
are rare though.
Like that, wouldn't that be a nocturnal orgasm? Right?
If you reach the point of climax, I guess so.
You've had a nocturnal orgasm.
So, like, and I guess if you have one, then you've had them. So,
and that's all this saying. These are women that have had at least one by the age of 45.
Right.
It looks on her face. Doesn't look like she's enjoying.
No,
she doesn't get any sleep.
She has to poop.
So she says. I don't even really believe her. She's got feathers. And you have feathers in your hair. I don't believe you.
Yeah, that is true.
Lisa lives by.
She's always said it.
Michigan State's Dairy Center has started holding monthly cow petting events to help people de-stress. This is how stressed we are as a world now. We have to go pet cows to calm down. They started doing it for their teaching staff a few months ago. It was so popular, they've now opened it up to the public. Here's a little taste of what happens there.
Do the cows like it, Dave?
It grew to a public event where anyone now is welcome to come de-stress and pet the cows and goats.
This is an opportunity for us to give back to the community that supports us so much. Once a month, just putting on this event where people can come for a couple hours and hang out with cows, calves, and today we even have baby chicks.
Smelly. If you missed today's cow petting event, there is another one scheduled for May 19th from 1 until 3 p.m. at South Campus Animal Farms.
He didn't like whatever way. Yeah. Like, hey, what the hell, bitch?
Yeah, you stink.
He back. The other one was loving it, though.
Yeah, I can't go hang out with cows. I would not want to eat any more meat.
Oh, that's right. Like, you can't meet a cow, right? You know? Like, I feel like I can't become friends with a cow.
Look how cute that one is.
Yeah. Sad. Mm. Just gonna grow up to
eat
steak.
Don't eat me.
Hamburger.
Yep. Sucks.
Cute though.
Really cute.
De-stress.
I'll be honest though, like, you gotta know that they've got that, they'll lick you, because I don't want to be licked by a cow, I don't think. So you gotta stay back
stay
a bit.
Back far enough.
Stay back a bit. They'll get you. They'll try and get you.
Oh yeah, they will. Coming up, it's a white trash alert. What insane thing was a woman in Arkansas just busted doing? Let's get to that.
Trash alert.
This story is bananas.
Okay.
There's a woman in Arkansas. 43-year-old Bridget Watkins.
All right.
Anyway, what has she been up to? She allegedly took fawns, a baby deer, into her home.
Mm-hmm.
She raised the deer to do something.
Pull a sleigh?
She has trained them to attack hunters.
Oh my God.
She's raising killer deer.
Okay. Hear me out.
Yep.
I do feel like there should be a few of these out there.
Attack deer?
It's really one-sided, Dave. It's real one-sided. And
it sucks to get
couple attack
attacked
ones.
By the killer deer if you're not hunting.
Oh yeah, right. That's true. Like a hiker.
yeah,
sounds like it could be a movie.
At the time of her arrest, she was in possession of several grams of meth, four deer, and other stolen goods. Attention was drawn to her when she began giving meth to the young deer.
Yeah.
To train them to attack, and they were caught rummaging through people's garages and back porches. A homeowner followed one of the deer back to her residence in an attempt to find out what was going on. He found himself face to face with Watkins. Charges are pending further investigation. There is her mother.
Oh my God. Oh my goodness, huh? Yikes. And she's got like every parent's alarm clock.
Yeah, what's the alarm clock for?
That was one of the stolen goods.
She stole a very old
stolen
person.
Goods.
Yeah, she stole that.
She's obviously crazy, right?
Yeah,
she's training attack deer with meth. She's obviously not.
She stole that 1984 alarm clock that every one of our parents had.
The same one.
The same one. Like every dad had that.
Yep.
Everybody did have that one.
That, like, guaranteed that was in my dad's room. Holy cow.
And she's training methed out attack deer.
Yeah.
The deer's on the couch.
Yep. He's like, I'm addicted to methamphetamine.
Yeah, look at him. You got any meth? You better have meth.
I'll kill you for it.
Oh, these poor deer.
Uh-huh.
Arkansas.
Yep.
Oh,
like, you were not going to believe this one. This lady got up all on that meth. She started training up deer to attack
of
hunters.
Of course.
Then she stole clock radios.
Yep. Whoa, look at that clock she got.
You know those That's ones that everybody had? It was like the digital on the front.
Yeah.
She had the AM, FM radio.
She was stealing them things.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
and she
goodness.
Trained a troop of deer to attack for crystal meth.
Oh, my goodness.
Just keeps getting better, huh?
Yikes, look at them arms.
Yeah.
She's quite beefy.
Beefy arms. Tattooed up.
I never want to go to Arkansas.
Oh, there's two stories today from Arkansas, which are just like, no thanks.
Okay with never visiting Arkansas.
No. Yeah.
Is it a tank top or a sports bra?
Yeah, I think it's probably
what sports she doing?
Sports bra.
She looks like she could be an arm wrestler.
Yeah.
My dear God.
I just imagined that I was in Arkansas for a minute.
Oh, stop. Yeah. Don't think about it. Oh.
We're transported.
No booze.
I didn't like it.
Like that shiver goes up your back. Yeah.
Arkansas.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.